WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, thoughts barreling past faster than you can catch them? Like that inner peace everyone talks about is just a myth? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with information, demands our attention, and keeps us on high alert. It's no wonder finding inner peace feels like searching for a unicorn. But here's the thing, it's not as elusive as you might think. Today on The Dopamine Reset Protocol, we're diving into the power of mindfulness and meditation, your secret weapons for taming that mental chaos and unlocking that inner zen. Now I know what you're thinking. Meditation? Isn't that just sitting cross-legged chanting, Om? Sounds pretty boring. Hold on a sec. Meditation isn't some mystical ritual reserved for yogis on mountaintops. It's simply the practice of focusing your attention on the present moment, your breath, your body sensations, your thoughts and feelings, without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your mental hamster wheel. And guess what? It's scientifically proven to reduce stress, improve focus, boost emotional well-being, and even enhance your creativity. So let's break down 5 key takeaways from this inner peace journey. First, mindfulness is your superpower. It's about paying attention to the here and now, not dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Ever notice how you spend your day lost in thought, replaying yesterday's conversation, fretting over tomorrow's deadline? Mindfulness brings you back to this moment, allowing you to savor a cup of coffee, appreciate a beautiful sunset, or simply feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Second, meditation doesn't have to be complicated. You don't need fancy robes, incense, or a secluded temple. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and just observe your breath as it flows in and out. Don't judge your thoughts, just let them pass like clouds in the sky. Third, consistency is key. Like any skill, meditation takes practice. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders. That's completely normal. Just gently guide your attention back to your breath. Over time, you'll notice a difference in your ability to focus and stay present. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. Fourth, incorporate mindfulness into everyday activities. Pay attention while walking, listening to music, or even washing dishes. Engage all your senses. The scent of fresh baked bread, the feel of soft fabric, the sound of birds singing. By bringing mindful awareness to ordinary moments, you transform them into opportunities for peace and joy. And finally, remember that inner peace is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel calm and centered, and days when your mind feels like a hurricane. That's okay. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and trust the process. Think about those times when you felt truly at peace. Maybe it was sitting by a campfire, listening to waves crash on the shore, or simply enjoying a quiet moment with loved ones. What were you doing? What were you feeling? Those are clues to unlocking your own inner sanctuary. You're probably already engaging in some mindfulness practices without even realizing it. Now, let me share a quick story. Remember that coworker who always seems stressed and overwhelmed, constantly juggling deadlines and battling their inbox? Well, I started having coffee with them every morning, and encouraged them to try just 5 minutes of meditation before starting their day. At first they were skeptical. But after a few weeks they told me how much calmer they felt, how they could focus better, and even how their relationships improved. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards inner peace. Download a meditation app, find a guided practice online, or simply dedicate 5 minutes each day to focusing on your breath. It's an investment in your well-being that will pay dividends for years to come. Remember, finding inner peace isn't about escaping the world, it's about bringing more awareness and calmness into every aspect of your life. And who knows, you might just surprise yourself with how much more joyful, focused, and resilient you become. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, where we'll be diving into the science behind dopamine and how to hack your brain for happiness. Until then, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.